Are there any legal implications to what is now going on? The mud that is being slung between two of the most powerful coaches in college football, between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. Dan joins us now at Sports Law Lust is where you can follow him. The Conduct Detrimental podcast is where you can go for all of the legal insights about your favorite comings and goings in sports. Very, very good resource, and we're happy to have Dan back on the show. Hi, buddy.
Buck, let's just say the bad phone has been blowing up this morning. We can thank our friend Nick Saban for that.
So help me understand, because the last time we had you on, Dan, we were talking about hearsay with Mike Mularkey and the Rooney Rule implications that were flung against the Titans on this podcast. Does what Nick Saban did yesterday meet that same description, or is there any legal ground for any of this? Because I don't know who's governing NIL, and I don't know what legal implications there are or are not.
So the phrase that comes to mind, we talked about hearsay last time. This one is closer to what we would call defamation, right? Not to say that anyone has risen to that level, but you know, Nick Saban was letting it fly. We'll say Jimbo Fisher is in the midst of his response as we speak, and then Deion Sanders has already provided, you know, his response.
Yeah.
So, you know, Deion Sanders used a term. He said lies, right? Defamation is a term that's meant when you tell a falsehood or a lie about someone, and you know that that thing is not true. That's the standard when it comes to a public figure, which Jimbo Fisher is, Deion Sanders is. You know, if someone is saying something untrue about like a private citizen, there's a much lower standard to prove defamation. But if you say something about someone that you know is false and it harms that person's reputation, that's the making. It's not to say you necessarily win, but that's the making of a defamation case. So what you could do, right, is you could sue someone for defamation, which, you know, is kind of the underpinnings of that fun. I don't want to say fun, but that Johnny Depp Amber Heard case that everyone's talking about. You know, that's an untrue statement. That's the basis of this whole case. Or, right, if you were Jimbo Fisher, what seems to be the approach is fighting fire with fire, throwing out someone else's dirty laundry. So that's the non-legal response, which Fisher seems to be taking door number two here at this point.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
So, if you were giving either side, well, let's just say if you were giving Jimbo Fisher counsel, would you have let him or would you have advised him to take door number two in this way? Or do you think that there is a more level-headed approach that would be more beneficial to Jimbo Fisher rather than just getting up on his own podium and slinging mud back?
Well, it depends how many skeletons are in the closet, right?
Yeah.
I guess we're about to find out. You know, so Jimbo Fisher, obviously, we'll call this in the biz, right, an emergency press conference. Jimbo calls it, and, you know, it's the following day, so it's important enough to address. Where I think there's this gray area, what Saban said, right? He said Texas A&M is getting out, and they paid for all their players. I'm obviously paraphrasing, but that's the gist of what he said. Texas A&M paid for all of their players. So you have people on Twitter, which I'm sure, you know, our listening and listeners here saw the comments. I'm sure you guys did. Like, you know, maybe you should look in the mirror, right, Saban? How are you guys getting all these players? You're talking about Bryce Young getting, you know, seven figures in NIL deals before he steps foot in the field. How did those players get paid? So it's a complex gray area in the law, right? Are these collectives allowed to work with the schools? Some states, and I believe Tennessee, where you guys are, is one of them, that have amended their NIL law to allow the states to actually work, you know, to allow the schools to work with the collectives to some extent.
Yes.
That has been a conscious effort on lawmakers. But other states have not made that carve out in their NIL law. So some states can do it. Some states cannot. Alabama does not have an NIL law. So nothing they're doing is, quote unquote, violative of state law. But then again, is what Tennessee is doing, what the state of Alabama is doing, is that violative of the NCAA's guidelines? So, you know, it's unclear, right? I think Fisher's comments, you know, once we see the end of them, it's going to essentially be, we are doing what you are doing. And if what we are doing is illegal, what you are doing is illegal. That would be my sense of what is coming here if I had to project it out.
Dan Lust, sports attorney, is here with us on 104.5 The Zone. Check out the Conduct Detrimental podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. A new episode available this morning for you to get the latest in all of the legal proceedings going on in sports right now. One of the biggest stories that we've had you on several times to discuss, Dan, is the Deshaun Watson situation. He admitted last week during a pretrial deposition that one of his disputed encounters with a massage therapist ended with a woman in tears. There was an apology sent to her by a text message. And this is the thing that in media circles it has been picked up and run with. The most basic sense of the question that I can ask you for people is, where do we stand now with the Deshaun Watson situation?
So I think this is the easy way to explain it. And I think you guys obviously know very well the Ray Rice scenario that occurred in the NFL a number of years ago, where we knew about a physical altercation that occurred between Ray Rice and I believe it was his wife, you know, a number of years ago. So the NFL looked at it. And then, you know, they rendered, you know, whatever they were going to do on that case. And then afterwards, the video came out and people saw it. And then the NFL had to react again. This new round of this accuser crying after this incident and Sean Watson sending some message purporting to apologize. I mean, I've known about it, you know, for a year. Anyone that read the complaints in this case has known about it for a year. That's not new. It's not. And there's also uglier allegations in these complaints, which, you know, that deposition testimony has not leaked yet, but much uglier than this particular incident that's being leaked. So what we're seeing is something similar. We all know how ugly these allegations get us in the legal space. But the public, once you put Deshaun Watson's words around them, and he's acknowledging portions of them, it starts to get worse. So he kind of asked Buck, what's next? There's a lot more deposition testimony that could be leaked, a lot more questions that are going to be asked of each individual accuser, each of these ugly allegations. And somehow this stuff keeps getting leaked to the media. So here's our time frame. There are reports that this week the NFL has met or is currently meeting with Deshaun Watson to assess whether his conduct, his actions have violated the NFL's personal conduct policy. And that's to determine how long he should be suspended for and if he should be issued a suspension. The problem here is that the parties, the accusers, their attorney, and Watson's attorney have agreed that no trial in this case is going to occur until after this year's Super Bowl. So March, right? We'll say of 2023. Mm-hmm. So the NFL wants to suspend Watson soon. It seems like, right? If they're meeting with him this week, they want to issue some type of suspension the next month or two. But what I'm telling you is this drip, drip, drip of depositions and discovery leaks to the media. That's going to continue to occur, certainly after this two-month window, unless these cases are settled. So it's setting up for a position where we're looking at a Ray Rice scenario. The NFL issues some type of punishment, and then we have more, I'm going to quote them, put them in fact, you know, quotes, bad facts or bad optics that come out after the fact. So what's next is a punishment, but what's next after that is more things that people are going to say, well, how did he get this suspension when this is coming out? So it's setting up to make, you know, Goodell and Co. not look great at NFL HQ.
That's the question. Dan brings it up. Where are the leaks coming from and who benefits by having this information out there as this suspension and potential legal implications loom over Deshaun Watson's head? Dan Lust at Sports Law Lust, the Conduct Detrimental podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Always a pleasure, buddy. I appreciate you stopping by. I'm sure we weren't your first stop today, nor your last. There's a lot of people who are going to be calling on your services today, I imagine.
Buckle up and hop aboard the Sports Law train. It is nonstop, gentlemen.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. That's Dan Lust with us on 104.5 The Zone. So, there's more audio from Jimbo Fisher that I want to hear because I haven't heard it. In fact, myself, Lucas, and Robert have been pulling clips all over the place. And, you know, just like Danny said, buckle up. That's next.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.